Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Access to higher education is a huge issue for everyone, but especially minority groups such as Native Americans, who have significantly lower per capita income levels than the population at large.
In Milwaukee, Marquette University has just launched a scholarship program aimed at leveling the playing field for some students. The Josiah A. Paulus Scholarship is a fund that will help Native American students and other underrepresented minorities afford tuition at the school.
But according to Marquette's provost, the fund is also symbolic of Marquette's dedication to creating a more welcoming campus for Native Americans, many of whom still associate the school with a debate over its former mascot, the Warrior.
Lake Effect's Joy Power sat down with Provost Daniel Myers, along with Emily Sexton and Rainier Puzzlett, two students from Marquette's Native American Student Association. Myers explained the impetus for the program.
Well, I think Native American students have advocated for a scholarship, an endowed scholarship, for quite some time to support bringing more Native American students to Marquette. And so I think that was the impetus. And we got a donation to start the endowment now. And so we're off and running. We're hoping to raise more money to build that endowment so we can bring more students to Marquette.
What is the population of Native American students on Marquette's campus?
The number right now is small. There's slightly less than 20 students at Marquette right now. But in its history, Marquette has had a much larger Native American population, and we would like to reach out to that community and bring more Native American students to Marquette.
So you actually have a personal connection to the Native American community. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, sure. My adopted brother is part of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs in Oregon. And when we lived in Oregon when I was a kid, he became part of our family. We adopted him. And in his adult life, he decided to move back out to the reservation. And it's been a really great experience for us in our family, for him to reconnect with his culture and for us to be part of that journey with him.
So he had some problems of his own with higher education. Can you tell us about that?
When he got out of high school, he started into college. And, you know, I would say that his two interactions with higher education did not help him solve the problems in his life, but in fact exacerbated them. And, you know, it was an isolating experience for him in various ways. And he ended up dropping out the first time, and he went into the Army. And then when he came out, he went to a different school, and he also had issues that were, you know, hard for him to address in his time being in school. And so he dropped out again. He never did finish his degree.
So Dr. Myers was talking about his brother's experience with higher education, and he said he had some isolating experiences on campus. Have you felt that at all at Marquette?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've left the reservation, obviously, but not lived off the reservation. It was like an extreme change for me. On the reservation, we have our traditions, and they're really seasonal based. Your culture is seasonally based. So, I mean, moving to an urban environment, it's crazy. It's a totally different world. And in an Indian community, like, you know everybody, and you move to the city, and you're just a number. And it's hard because, I mean, my reservation is mostly forested, so Milwaukee, it's bright and it's loud and you can't sleep. And it was hard getting adjusted.
How did you decide on Marquette?
I picked Marquette mostly because I had family here and I have family in Milwaukee, so it was easier for me to make a transition from the reservation to here. I really liked the environment, how it felt. I mean, just the whole city environment, I guess anything new is exciting usually. So it wasn't my first choice, but it kind of fit to be the best choice for me.
Rainer and I didn't pick Marquette because we knew that there was a strong Native support system there. We picked it for the academics. And so I think a lot of the work what the committee is doing is making Marquette a community that you pick not only for the academics, but you pick for the Native American support system there. There's a lot of schools that have really great support systems built up. UWM is one of them. But from my perspective, I was born and raised in Alaska, so your view of what colleges offer is a little bit skewed just because you're so far away. But, you know, one thing's for sure is, you know, Dartmouth has a really great setup. You know, University of Washington, for instance, just in my experience. So choosing to go to Marquette between University of Washington and Dartmouth, I was really deciding against academics versus cost. So Marquette, to put it bluntly, Marquette gave me a pretty good deal to go here. And it was also a really great school with a great status. And I knew I was giving up Native American studies. I knew I was giving up Native American support systems and advisors. But just being there for 2 years, you can see that the systems are going to be put in place in a few years.
Why do you think this scholarship is going to be important in both recruiting and retaining Native American students?
the stereotype is, oh, Native Americans get free college funding, and that's not true at all. It's really dependent on how much financial aid you get, federal, but also if your tribe can chip in some money. And there's a common assumption that every tribe has a casino, but that's not true. And tribes may have casinos, but they may use the funding for healthcare or utilities, other things like that. So I've had a lot of friends that wanted to go to Marquette, but they couldn't afford it. But I was lucky because my tribe gives about $13,000 a year, so it helps out immensely. But a lot of my friends are Menominee, and they don't have that luxury. So it'll be really important for allowing kids to access higher ed at Marquette.
It's important in a symbolic sense, too, because it announces that we want Native students to come and that we're interested in finding financial support for them. So it's not just the direct impact of the student who will benefit from the scholarship. It's also sending a message to the world that we care about having these students on our campus. We know that they're going to enrich our environment. And so we're working hard to bring them to Marquette. And I think that's a great message to send out to people to make them feel welcome at Marquette.
Right now, do you feel like Native American students on campus do feel welcome?
I would say that a lot of students at Marquette have never had any experience with Native American students. They've never met anyone who is Native American, and so it's really hard for them to maybe bridge that cultural divide or ask questions about our culture, what we're doing. But recently we had dancers at our basketball game at halftime, and the response from my experience was fantastic. Kids all around me were asking questions about, you know, what the regalia was about, what, you know, what the dances were, you know, what the drummers were doing, and all sorts of questions about what was happening that were really positive and I think great for our community. And so to help students bridge that divide and to feel comfortable about asking those questions and getting involved with our culture, maybe stopping by a powwow or volunteering with Native students that maybe need their help too. It's hard, but I think we're moving in the right direction.
In your view, how does Marquette create an environment where Native American students feel supported, where they feel like they have the support of the administration?
I would say the biggest one would just be listening to the students and seeing what Native students need is really important, and then trying to act on them. But I also feel that Marquette has a super convenient location to help Native students because Milwaukee has the highest Indian population in the state of Wisconsin. It's easy to connect to the Native community. I mean, if there's not Natives on campus, there's still a Native community in Milwaukee that you can connect to. So I feel like bridging that gap would be very important too.
What do you feel like the Native American student population needs that it's not getting right now?
An advisor, certainly. UWM has a really great advising program set up. And then a space for Native students to go that they can feel comfortable and be around peers that are also Native, maybe an office in a building or something like that where the advisor is. So somewhere where you can, you know, maybe escape the classroom setting or you can escape the dorm for a few hours and go into a really comfortable area that's maybe not the same as going into like a center for intercultural engagement that's not as broad, somewhere more specific where you truly feel comfortable, you know, to be yourself and to get the support for scholarships and different issues that we have as Native students.
Marquette has its own past with the Native American community. For 40 years, the university actually had an Indian as its mascot. Do you think that can be a deterrent for prospective students?
It's been more than 20 years now since the mascot was changed. And I think in general, what I've heard from people in the Native community that I've spoken to is that they see that as a real positive step that Marquette took and something that they respect the university for taking that on. I mean, you know, alumni, wherever you went to school, I mean, you get attached to your experience, and the mascot and the colors of the school are all part of that. And so, you know, it's easy to understand why people have a sense of identity with whatever was going on when they were in school here. So to make that change is a big step, and it's something that I think speaks loudly about what the institutional values are. And that's what I've heard from Native Americans that I've spoken to about that issue as I've come to be, you know, educated myself about the history of Marquette.
Emily, did you know much about the mascot?
I did. I did. My parents were a little wary of packing me on a plane here, but it is hard to go to a baseball game and see kids in Warrior t-shirts. Alumni is a different story, but to see your peers and a Marquette Warrior sweatshirt, you know, 20 years later, to feel alienated from the community like that, it hurts. But for the most part, when you talk to students and you ask them, you know, why are you wearing that shirt, or why do you still have that, or, you know, what's the motivation behind that, they just think it's kind of a cool vintage throwback. They're not wearing it to be hurtful to Native American students, and a lot of them have no idea that they're being offensive at all. And usually, if you talk to somebody about it, you know, they're pretty apologetic and are willing to stop wearing it. There's other kids who, you know, maybe that's their prerogative. But for the most part, it hurts if you see it, but you can definitely feel the culture changing in this year alone. You can see, I think, less and less Warrior t-shirts at basketball games, things like that. So, you know, it's a 20-year process, but it's still continuing today.
Rainer?
I truly think that the Native community is really thankful to Marquette, because Marquette wasn't forced to change the mascot. They did it kind of willingly because it went against the values of the university.
You're absolutely right, Rainer. I mean, I think, you know, that orientation toward the mascot of the university is a very important expression of what the university's values are. And you know, I'm glad to hear that people value what we did to live up to our values. I think it's very important that we do that. And there's lots of ways that we need to enact that as we go through our lives at the university. But that one is just so apparent to people because it's such a marker of the university. And I think that it speaks very loudly about the university's values when it will take a step like that.
Why do you think it's important for Marquette to have Native American students and other underrepresented minorities as part of its student body?
I think one of the things that drew me to Marquette was the service aspect, and I think people are more willing to serve these underrepresented communities if they knew somebody in their class or in their college experience that did represent one of these minority groups. And so, you know, the Native American community needs help, and Marquette has plenty of people that can offer that support. And so it's really important for us to be in that community and to be raising the issues and the things that we need solved in our own communities back at home.
Emily, what do you think makes the Native American narrative unique?
I would say there's a pretty turbulent past with Native Americans and the Jesuit tradition. That's a pretty historical difference. And then there's also a lot of issues with, you know, Native Americans and boarding schools, things like that. So there's a really troubled past with Native Americans and education in general. And so to move forward and to invite these students to come to such a great institution to go to school, I think it reorients the narrative to a more positive direction instead of a really away from a very troubled past. You know, this scholarship isn't going to provide full rides to Native American students to come to campus, but it is going to signify that we really want them here, and we acknowledge their background, and we acknowledge their experiences, and we want their experiences on our campus. I think that's a pretty crucial aspect of the scholarship and what it says to applicants, to have that, you know, extra sheet of paper in your acceptance packet that says, you know, we acknowledge your background and we really want you to bring it to our campus.
Well, I would just like to thank all of you for joining me here in studio.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks very much. Pleased to be here.
Daniel Myers is Marquette University's provost. Emily Sexton and Rainer Puzlett are students with Marquette University's Native American Student Association.
They spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. You can learn more about the Josiah Powell Scholarship at wuwm.com.